You're listening to SBS News.
A biological conservation review claims the number of insects in the world is declining at a rapid rate, with extinction expected for 40% of the global insect population within the next decade. The review, entitled Worldwide Decline of the Entomophora, a review of its drivers, put together 73 different scientific studies on insect decline from around the world. The authors, University of Sydney Honorary Associate Francisco Sanchez Bayo and University of Queensland Associate Professor Chris Wickhuis, were shocked at how quickly insects are dying out around the world. Francisco Sanchez Bayo warns the Earth is headed towards its sixth record mass extinction. He says while historically extinctions have always occurred, it will be the first time that the actions of human beings are to blame.
It's obviously due to the way we are treating nature. We are really poisoning nature. We are working against nature when we try to produce food. We can produce food without going against nature. There are many other ways of doing things. We can prove that because humanity is here today, after many thousands of years, because we had done agriculture in the right way. It's now in the last 20 or 30 years that we have changed our way and we are destroying the planet.
Over the past decade, there has been a decline of 41% of insect species around the world. While a small number of insects have been able to adapt, the number dying outweighs those thriving. The main force driving insect extinction is the heavy use of pesticides and fertilizers in the agricultural industry. Loss of insects' habitat due to urbanisation as well as climate change is also a contributing factor. Mr. Sanchez Bayo says farmers and those involved in the agricultural industry need to change their practices before it's too late.
In the past, we used pesticides only when they were needed. Nowadays, we treat all the seeds with systemic insecticides. These systemic insecticides make the plants poisonous, but not only the plant. 80% of what we apply on the seed stays in the soil. And it poisons the soil, kills all the bugs that are there. And then it dissolves into the water. They are very persistent in the environment and they are contaminating the whole world.
The extinction of insects will impact on other species, as many rely on insects to survive. President of Australia's Anthropological Society and Professor at the University of Adelaide, Philip Weinstein, warns insect extinction will also affect humans. He says insects sustain many other organisms around the world and their loss would have severe consequences.
So if you put together the food that they provide to all of the animals on the planet up through the food chain and the pollination services they provide to humans as well as nutrient cycling, without those services all planetary ecosystems would collapse without exaggeration.
A sentiment echoed by University of Sydney anthropologist Dr. Tanya Latty. Dr. Latty says the problem is that many people fail to realise the value of insects.
We often forget how important insects are. So 75% of animal life are insects. They're a huge, huge group. And so when we talk about 40% faced with extinction, that's a huge, huge number, a huge chunk of animal life that's now threatened. I mean, insects have been called the little things that run the world. I think that's really accurate. They are completely integral to all of our ecosystems.
The good news is that all three scientists agree it isn't too late to save the planet if people take the review seriously. Professor Weinstein says he's hopeful the paper will ignite change.
With some good research translation into, you know, policies that protect the planet, we can actually reverse the trend, but we do need to act now. And I think that's the value of having this most recent integrated paper. We can't deny that it's happening and we need to act now to do something about it.
That need to act now is something Ms. Latty says is vital if we want to save insects for future generations.
When something's gone, it's gone. So it's better to care about it while you still can rather than to kind of mourn it when it's gone.
Umarishi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.